Welcome to Self-Discovery Radio, where the discovery of self is just a show away.
Hello, this is Pamela Lynch with Journey into Joy, and today I have with me Eileen Murray, and we also have a special guest with us today who Eileen will introduce in a bit. Previously, Eileen introduced us to the Akashic Records and working within the records, and recently I had the pleasure of participating in Eileen's Level 1 Akashic Workshop, which is really exciting. I love this work, and I am so delighted to have Eileen with us today, and Joan as well. So Eileen Murray consults and teaches people how to access their Akashic Record and those of their business, and she does this nationally and internationally, and her background is in Jungian psychology, shamanism, and various forms of energy work. And she also has a BA in art and psychology. And Eileen is an international artist who is greatly influenced by the unseen world and nature, and has been since a young child. And she's been divinely guided to share her knowledge and connection with the masters, emanations, and the Akashic Records with people. So Eileen, welcome to today's show. I'm so excited to have you with me here.
Thank you, Pamela. For those who haven't heard before, I do work with the Akashic Records. And this morning, what we're focusing on are the emanations of the Godhead. They're a frequency that comes from Source. I wanted to share with you how I was introduced to the emanations, and also share with you my guest today, which is Joan from New York, who has a deep connection with the emanations and how they have influenced her life. We'll talk about three of those incidences in a few minutes. A number of years ago, I was living in Ottawa in Ontario, and I'd always had, ever since I was a kid, a deep connection to the divine. And when I was working with this one woman, a frequency came forward called the emanations. And the emanations are a frequency that come right from Source. What I have learned is that we often identify with our personalities or with our jobs or with what we're doing in life as form, as the experience of what happens in our day. And in that, we keep ourselves limited, because beneath the surface of all that we're doing is the truth and the beauty and the power of who we really are. It's our divinity, our divine nature. And within that divinity is a frequency that is the emanations, which I call the emanations. And they come right from that source. There is that access that we have with the emanations to be a part of our life. And when I was teaching the Akashic Records, they became a part of that experience. They wanted me to bring that frequency into working with the records. And so I did that. But they also then wanted me to teach and inform other people how to work with their frequency, because they are unlimited and they're not limited to just working with the Akashic Records. So I started doing that as well. I've been involved with women's groups, and during that time I would introduce the frequency of the emanations to the group and bring a question that they would have in their life to how they would normally work with that, and then bring that same issue or information to with the emanations. So they started seeing different things happening in their life in working with this frequency. And it's my desire now to also introduce working with the emanations to larger groups of people, so that they can have that access and know that there is that support in the unseen world. I really feel that's really important these days because of the changes that are going on in the world. And often we can think, you know, if I lose my job, or if my bank account is low, or if there's sadness in my life, we identify with that and we can get caught in the story of that. And so working with a higher frequency, which is really a part of ourselves that's beyond the mind, beyond our mind and what our mind can understand, we can have access to that greater part of ourself. And that frequency is there to support us in our soul growth and in very practical ways in our life. And so we're then able to live more embodied from the spiritual. Rumi has this wonderful, we've heard this poem saying, "I am a drop in the ocean." Rumi says, "We are the ocean in a drop." And to me, that feels more truthful, more whole, in that we contain the whole in this individual life that we're living in our experiences. And so I want to introduce to you today my friend Joan, who lives in New York, who has been working with the emanations for a couple of years. And she has three different stories that she's going to share with us about her experience with them. So welcome, Joan, and let's begin with yourself and your relationship with them and how they started to work with you with your first experience with your knee.
Yes, okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Joan. I'm a registered nurse from New York, and I've been working with the emanations for a couple of years now. And some prominent things was I needed surgery on my knee, I guess, about 2 years ago. And the doctor said I had this pain and I needed surgery. So I thought, well, that's not going to happen. I have no desire to have pain. I'll do whatever else I can. So I spoke to Irene, and she said, well, now, you know, you have the emanations. Let's work with them. So I worked with them, and working with the wisdom of your body to heal, the term that Irene uses with me frequently, and it's just amazing when I even think of that, how true it is. And if there's damage, it can heal. That's another positive thing that Irene always says to me, because I have a few health issues. So I did that, and I just kept saying that, you know, connecting with them, opening my records, following the meditation, and I just said, I don't want this pain. And I guess it was probably 2 days later, there was no pain, and I truly believed it, and it truly worked. So it is that inner connection, a deeper connection to the divine that we really have and we can utilize. It's just there for us to utilize. So that to me was amazing. And that was one thing, especially as a nurse, because you think, oh, physical therapy, surgery, pain medication, the list of things, which I didn't need any of that, and I was extremely grateful to the emanations and, of course, to Irene.
I'd like to ask you, so have you had any reoccurring pain with your knee at all? Have you had to go back in and work again with the emanations?
I have not had reoccurring pain, which I find amazing for an injury, because I have a partial tear in, you know, my ACL. That could be pretty serious. So, no, I have not, to answer your question. And if I feel it's going to bother me, or if I'm doing something more strenuous, I just ask them, please just keep me healthy and safe, and they do.
Awesome. Would you like to share your second experience?
Yes, my second experience, I recently, August 20th, was diagnosed with malignant melanoma in my foot. So I needed surgery, of course, to remove it. So I was, you know, nervous and concerned, of course, beforehand, and was worrying about the pain afterwards and how am I going to walk and will I need chemo? And again, those list of medical issues that just pops into my mind because I've been a nurse for over 30 years. So Eileen said, you know, no, my dear, no, the emanations will help you. And sure enough, I followed that advice and it worked. I was calm before the surgery, which was amazing. Even my sister said, are you okay? And I said, I'm fine. Afterwards, there was minimal pain, and it was pretty major surgery. They had to go in and remove a large portion of my skin and muscle from my foot. And there was minimal pain for only the first 2 days. And my pathology report was negative because I could fix the emanation sleeve. I don't want to have any adjunct therapy. And it worked. I'm completely fine. You know? So that's a miracle. You know, that's the miracle of the whole thing. So I was very happy with that. And then the third thing was I really followed my spiritual routine. And I connected with Irene, and I said, what do you think? She said, well, you need to do your routine, you know, to figure out what it is, and, you know, your meditation and open your records and whatever it is that works for you. So I thought, okay, yeah, I'll get to it. Yeah, I never got to it. And then all of a sudden, there were these strange bugs that appeared in my apartment. A couple, and then another couple, and then in the evening they appeared, and then the next day there was triple the amount, and they were, like, on my bed, on my clothing. It was just disgusting. It was like, I'm going to say an invasion because that might sound exaggerated, but it was very intense. And then I realized, oh, my God, they're bugging me. I know that sounds corny, but they're bugging me to do what I'm here to do. So I told Eileen, and again, I figured out my spiritual routine and to follow that. And they really do kind of nudge you along in a very loving way or in a very direct way. I think the books are pretty direct. It's in order to get me to do what I need to do. And I asked the emanations because I couldn't take it anymore because it started to feel like an infestation. But I said, please, no more bugs. The next day, there were no bugs. And, of course, I was all over my spiritual routine, and I still am. So I truly believe that there, you just have to go with it. It's a deeper connection to the divine. And they're there to help you. They're really there. And it's just something that we need to utilize. And you can have stronger and stronger connections with them as time goes on. And with Eileen's guidance, I was able to do this and to understand it and to live it. So those are my three experiences, Pamela and Eileen. Thank you.
Thank you. And when Eileen and I were chatting over coffee this morning, she was telling me that it's more a command that you asked for those bugs to disappear. Is that correct?
Pretty much.
Get into your New York state of mind there, Joan, and tell us how you did it. Because it's well, you know, it's kind of like I'm done with this. Like, enough already, and then you,
oh, yeah. That was it. I was like, this is enough. Enough of this crap. Stop it. This is it. I said, okay, what is the problem? What do you need me to do? I said, I don't mean to yell at you, but you have to help me out with this. What is it that I need to do? And they were like, okay. And then they started laughing, because they do have a sense of humor. And they were like, well, we just, you know, need you to, you know, to get on board with us. I'm like, okay, I can do that. And I really was just, like, so angry at them, which is not really appropriate, but I really felt that way. And then I got over it, and I apologized, and all was well. And there hasn't been a bug at all in my house. So, yeah, I just kind of let them have it. I was like, I can't take it anymore. I've had enough, and I'm walking around the apartment, like, yelling. My cat in the door, who, like, you know, calm down. And it worked. That was my reaction to them in that particular situation, which had never happened before, but I reached my limit. And it worked, and then I kept my agreement, and as it should be, that I do my spiritual practice every morning, religiously, right on the dot. And Eileen, thank you for all your guidance. It was really your help and guidance that I got this far, and I appreciate it.
Well, you're most welcome, my dear. I just want to say, too, you know, the emanations are, like you said, they're very truthful. They can take our anger because they can see, because they know everything. They're of the divine frequency, and so they know it all. And they're here because they want us to live the fullness of who we are from the soul level. And also, on a very practical level, you know, they're there to help, like what happened with the bugs. The more we go on and realize that we have this access, then our awareness is rooted in the safety within ourselves. And when things happen on the outside, say the stock market crashes or something happens like this, it goes up and down, we're not as affected because we know that's all changing and we can watch it from the inner place of the inner container of our inner safety. The emanations are a part of that divine nature of source that we rest in. And so we're referring back to that part of ourselves that's beyond the mind, of what the mind knows, because they push us into our next level of growth. And so it's wonderful, and your stories are very powerful because you have a deep connection with them and you know they love you, and it's both ways.
Yes, that's true. I have a cute nickname. They first appeared to me as one form of a beautiful a light and sparkling and so beautiful, gorgeous, sparkly thing. And that was awesome. And then that changed one day. And they were just kind of there in monk's robes, you know, with those like rope belts that they wear, the fire guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they were all wearing, there's about seven of them, flip-flops. So I called them down, like, oh, that's my joke with Eileen, my joke with them. Because I called them all my flip-flop guys are here. And I was not annoyed with them, but upset that it changed. I said, why aren't they this? And she explained that. She also explained that change in how I view them. And I think it was first, it's a beautiful thing. And it was still a beautiful thing, but it was more down to earth for me to relate to. But you had I forget how you explained it, Eileen.
Yeah, they appeared to you in sparkles. Then that changed. And what they were wanting you to be aware of is not to hold them in one particular way, and that would be the only way that they would present themselves. It's like we can often see our guides, and we see them and think of them as outside of ourselves. And the more we become one with the frequency of whatever that guide is, and in this case with the frequency of the emanations, we've embodied that aspect of it, so it doesn't present itself in the same way. They were wanting you to let go of holding on to that image and that way of relating to them as an end in itself. It was a stage of growth, and then they presented themselves to you in a different way.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't like it, right?
I remember. It was just very amazing how the whole thing happened. And again, I was like a little annoyed with them. I'm like, okay, now what? You know, why is it changing on me? But then, Eileen, it's just like you had just explained that that's, you know, that's how it is, and to me, that is now a more down-to-earth, relaxed, not that I thought that they were highly superior, although they are, but it was, I felt more comfortable. It was just like, okay, this is a flip-flop guys are here, you know, and they like that, too, and every now and then they, like, do a little, like, you know, the Rockettes do, like, a kick thing?
Yeah.
A little kick thing, which is very, it's very cute. Yeah, but we've actually developed a very good relationship, which is I'm very blessed and grateful for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just to say, too, this is the beauty, is because they appear and relate to us to the uniqueness of our own journey and our own soul. So that's mm-hmm. unique to you. And no one else has that same experience. Their relationship with them is different. In whatever it is that they need, that's how the emanations will present themselves. Like, they turn up for some people as light, or as a frequency, or as a knowing. And I see them as beings of light. So it's all in relationship to what it is each of us needs and our own structure of our psyche and our personality. But I just want to say that they are very truthful. You know, they're always very, very truthful. But they are very truthful in compassion. They'll be compassionate, but they're no nonsense. Like you said, around the bug thing, that turned up so that you would have the experience of knowing what it is you needed to be aware of. And when you got that experience, that awareness, then it changed.
Yes, I was grateful and I thanked them, but it took me a while to get, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, they are certainly there to nudge us along and show us how to move forward, regardless of what it takes. And that's... That certainly got my attention, I can tell you that.
And I love how it was so very literal for you. What's bugging me? And making you dig back in to ask the emanations what it is that's going on. And they did. They got your attention in a really physical way. I know for myself, it's a knowing for me. I know when I have that connection. And I recently, as I mentioned earlier, took Eileen's Akashic Record workshop, which was over a couple of weeks. And it was really powerful. And it helped me sort of get out of my head and into my spirit. That was the big thing for me, was just making that connection. And I've always known, my whole life, I've always known that I've been divinely guided. I did not grow up in a home with religion, but I was always had this spiritual connection. And I could never name it. But I always knew So it was just this knowing, I don't see light, I don't see form. And so for me to be able to sort of unravel the form of my emotions and my body, because I've always been in my head, been really a great experience, because I too have worked with Eileen for probably 2 years. Mm-hmm. So very blessed. We're very fortunate to have Eileen working with us. And I remember when Eileen very clearly got the message that her job now is to help people with their records and to bring this out to the world. Yeah, do you want to share some of that with us?
Yes, it's mainly come because they've been telling me, you know, we're in a new time. And when we're in a new time, in a new energy, the old needs to leave. And we've been so conditioned by our upbringing, by our beliefs and our thoughts and what society says, that reality, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. So we have our identity and our safety rooted in those deep beliefs. And they're telling us we need to realize there's more. And the more comes from within, and it comes from that place of source, that place of a deep field of divine energy, that field of awareness that's all loving, but also truthful, and the emanations are a part of that. And so my passion is to help people realize that anything is possible and to start reorientating ourselves back inside to the truth of who we really are, that inner strength. And the emanations are certainly a part of that, and that's how I'm called to work with people, both in the records with that and introduce the emanations outside the records, because they're not bound by anything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yes, thank you, Pamela.
Oh, you're welcome. And I know that one thing that has been really huge for myself, and you know, I speak with a lot of different women, especially those of us who are sort of hit 50s, where life really seems to change for us, and we get to a point where we're no longer satisfied with where our life is at, and we recognize that we're dissatisfied. We recognize that we've been telling ourselves a story. And I think that a lot of this is to sort of de-story what our mind is telling us and to become more present in our heart and recognize that a lot of our issues are because of our story, mm-hmm. right? And I was sharing with Eileen earlier that I had an experience at a young age and had my story that I had created. And in this last year, it's really sort of been coming forward that coming up for me that it's just a story, and to change that, and then of course doing the work that we've done together, it's very clear. And then I had a dream last night that was quite a breakthrough that was really quite amazing. And so it's just being, and I only recently asked to start remembering my dreams again, because I used to dream a lot. We'd always dream, but we don't necessarily remember them. And I just started last week asking to remember my dreams. And this particular dream was a total clearing for me. And I woke up and it's just like, oh, that work is done. You know, so I can end that story.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's very empowering. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah. So I really appreciate you coming on the line with us today and sharing your experiences. They're very powerful, and just, you know, you're able to, and you had three different experiences that really shifted for you, and that's so awesome. So thank you, Joan. And I'll ask Eileen to, if there's anything else you want to share with us.
Okay. Joan, is there anything else you want to share before?
It's important that I realized I want to stay on this path. I kind of like let it slide for a while, and that really doesn't serve you. So to really stick with it, it was Eileen's guidance and gentle nudging. It's important to know that once you start, I think because I had some issues with procrastination and that type of thing, and yeah, I'll get to it. And no, you have to do it every day, but you have to do it because you want to. And I finally realized that, and now I am so much happier and fulfilled and able to feel like I'm in control of things. And you're really right about women in their 50s. I'm in my 50s. And you want to take control. Like, that's it. We're done. But you put down and move on, you know? And so it's all good. And Eileen, I'm grateful to you for all of your help. Pamela, thank you so much for having me as a guest. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Now, Eileen, any last words you'd like to share?
Well, I want to thank Joan because I know I'm glad when you start getting into that, I put my foot down because that's a part of your passion, which is getting to the essence of, I'm done with this, I'm open. And then the old falls away and we're open to saying, okay. And that's when we're really ready. That's when we're really ready, when we're wanting to do it for ourselves. And we say yes. And that's when the dam can open up. And so, you know, I'm happy to, I work by phone, mainly by telephone. So I'm able to teach the class by telephone. I'm able to do it in person and work with the emanations, of course, by phone, because there is no distance in the whole field of the quantum field. We're all connected as the one. So whoever feels a call to this, I'm open to introduce you to another part of yourself in a higher frequency called the emanations. Thank you.
Thank you. And I will share
Thanks.
Your website on our page, but would you like to say your website for us?
Sure. It's Eileen's Creations dot W-I-X dot com / Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies. It's been a pleasure to share your experiences with us today.
And a special thanks to my listeners. Thank you. I really appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you found this valuable to learn about the emanations and Joan and Eileen's experiences. And you can tune into my radio show on PamelaLynch.com, and you will find another radio segment that I did with Eileen on the Akashic Records. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you have any comments, please leave them at PamelaLynch.com. Thanks.